Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. I don't know if you're enjoying it as much as I am, but I've had so much fun in Romans 1, verses 16 and 17, and I knew that we would coming in. It's a power passage right here in the middle of this chapter, or the first half of this chapter. And it gives us so much good theology about righteousness. Righteousness is a gift. It's a gift of God through Christ. That gift does not disappoint. Paul says, I'm not ashamed, I'm not disappointed. So righteousness doesn't leave us ashamed. We find that we cannot find a revelation of God's righteousness through the law, but as the third chapter will reveal, the great transition point of Romans will reveal that the righteousness of God has been revealed outside of the law. And when I come into Christ, then, this I think goes hand in hand, when I come into Christ, I lose my old identity because I'm now identified from faith to faith through the righteousness of God. I'm not identified as righteous through work to work. And it's worth closing out this 17th verse today to show the difference. You see, through the law, I would self-identify as righteous through work to work. My performance was directly related to my righteousness. But through Christ, my performance doesn't mean anything. I'm just believing that His performance means everything. And in that, God's righteousness does not come upon me. God's righteousness is revealed out of me from faith to faith. So as I journey from faith, one area of faith into another area of faith, I never really liked the phrase levels. It makes it sound like one guy's above another guy. It's really all about believing on Christ. So as I journey from one faith area to another faith area, or as Paul would say it in 2 Corinthians 3, from glory to glory. In fact, let's read that, because those are two companion texts. They're just in different letters. It doesn't mean they're not similar. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul closes that great third chapter in the 17th verse. He says, the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. That's a contrast to the letter of the law written and engraved on stones from earlier in the chapter. So where the spirit of the Lord is, a man is truly free. Verse 18, 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So it's the Spirit of the Lord transforming us into the image that we see in Christ, and it's happening from glory to glory. So these are moments of faith to faith, and in these glorious moments of faith are the transformative moments of the believer. So the righteousness of God begins to live out of us. This is that hope of righteousness of Galatians 5:5. It doesn't mean I hope that I'll be righteous. It means I hope to show forth the righteousness of God. That's a good thought. What is the hope of righteousness? And the just shall live by faith, meaning that if you're not living by faith, then the opposite would be you're not just. What does that mean? Well, the justice system of God is only completed from faith to faith. That just shall live by faith, or the justice system of God, sets the reader up for verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. A lot there. Don't have time to get into it today. We'll do it tomorrow. And we'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.